Hey, Jim here, and before we get on with this episode of the New 52 Review featuring Green Lantern Volume 1, I just want to tell everybody that a wise man once told me that monies is monies, and because of that, and only because of that, Weird Science has started a Patreon account, and if you want to go and check it out, it's at www.patreon.com/weirdscience. You can also click on the link in the show notes of this episode, or go to our award-winning website, weirdsciencedccomics.com, and on the right sidebar, you will see a big Patreon picture that you can click and go as well. And the reason why I'm saying this is one of the bonuses is that you will get the New 52 podcast 2 weeks ahead of time. So as this one goes up, the Green Lantern one, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you will also be able to get right away the Volume 1 of Catwoman, which is the next episode of the New 52 Review. So you get the next episode 2 weeks ahead of time before it's actually released to the general public. And there's other stuff too. There's some extra shows. There's a Necessary Nonsense show that me, Eric, and Reggie will be doing once a month. There's a show that me and my kids are going to do once a month, and other bonuses as well. So if you want to, go check that out, and we would love to have your support. But hey, let's get on with the episode.
I've asked Ganthet to lead us in our pledge.
If you don't mind, Apa Aliapsa, I'd like to give that privilege to our newest lantern, Hal Jordan.
Hear, hear.
What's the matter?
I just learned the thing this morning.
In brightest day,
in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light.
No evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light. Yo, it brightest day and blackest night. I said no evil.
Hello and welcome to the Weird Science DC Comics New 52 Review Podcast, Episode Woo! 8, Eric. Green Lantern, Volume 1, Sinestro.
Back when we had good Green Lantern books going on. Yes, well, I still like Hal Jordan, the Green Lantern Corps, but...
Yes, that is true. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the Volume 1 Sinestro, and it's funny. I'll give you the credits first, and then we'll kind of go into the meat and Fair cheese enough. Of it. Written by Jeff Johns, art by Doug Mankey, with guest artist Mike Choi, who actually ends this trade. Not with a bang, Eric.
Not with a bang at all. I wish Doug Mankey would have hung on for one more issue.
Yeah, I do too. Inks by Christian Alame, Tom Nguyen, Mark Irwin, and Keith Champagne. Colors by David Barron, Alex Sinclair, Tony Avena, and Mike Choi. Letters by Sal Cipriano. And this trade contains the first six issues of the New 52 run of Green Lantern that came out between September 14th, 2011 and February 8th, 2012. And this trade itself did come out on May 22nd, 2012 and is the first volume, obviously, and it had a decent reception. I actually, looking back at this, I might have been looking through rose-colored glasses.
I don't know, man. When I first read this, I thought it was amazing. I'm like, all right, I'm back on the Green Lantern tip, and fucking, I still enjoyed myself reading this
again. I enjoyed myself, though. I'm telling you, I think that the shock and awe of it, and really, you have to go with me going in. Like, you went in, you knew a lot of Green Lantern lore. Eric, you have been reading comics most of your life.
It's true.
I hadn't been. So this was my introduction to Green Lantern. I'm telling you, going in and having it so crazy as it is, I think that that even upped my excitement. And I do think that there's a lot of things that people did rate this a little off or a little down, because I looked at the reviews. A lot of people, this was their jumping back into the Green Lantern books, and it is pretty crazy. And I'll tell you,
it was mine as well, jumping back, because I'm telling you, now, at this point, I stopped with Blackest Night. I didn't even read Brightest Day or the War of the Green Lantern. So when I jumped in this, a lot of shit had changed from when I left.
Yes, and a lot of shit. Now, I'll give you the blurb, the official blurb for DC from DC for this trade. It's the first six issues of the Star Spending series from DC Comics. The New 52 are collected in trade paperback with stories by superstar writer Jeff Johns and artist Doug Mankey. There's an unexpected new
new Green Lantern in town, Sinestro, and now this renegade GL has set a course for Korugar with one purpose, to free his homeworld from the scourge of his own Sinestro Corps with the not-so-willing help of Hal Jordan. Now, this is the thing that threw a lot of people off, and I see, I've read some reviews going into this episode. This is one of the books with Batman, and again, on the side, Legion of Superheroes, which, you know, that's an aside deal, that kept its continuity pretty much intact. So going in the New 52. So what happened is, you do reference a lot of things in this first trade even, and as you go, Geoff Johns does not give you Batman with Scott Snyder. Basically, Batman is on a new case.
Exactly. You know what I mean? The thing is, you don't need a lot of backstory. It is Batman. He is doing stuff, and you're okay going forward.
Now,
This one picks up right where we left off in the War of the Green Lantern.
It does, and that's the thing. We just did the Batman Volume 1, Court of the Owls, and you could jump in now without any sort of thing. Just say, just read this, and you could read that, and it's Batman. Yeah, it's Batman. You get the characters. Geoff Johns, in a weird thing, and I kind of appreciate it, but I kind of wonder why. He throws you right in. The reason why is you had just finished Blackest Night, you had just finished Brightest Day, and War of the Green Lanterns crossover pretty much ended right as this started, and really everything that goes from into this book comes directly from the last issue of War of the Green Lanterns. It just goes right into it. And
it does not hold your goddamn hand.
No, it doesn't at all. So basically, but when I first read it, I didn't know anything about a War of the Green Lanterns.
I had no idea.
I hadn't read any. I hadn't read Blackest Night or Brightest Day. So I just jumped in and really going in that way. And a lot of people, I'm sure, reading this even to catch up or follow along with us probably did the same thing. You know a couple things about the Green Lanterns. Even if you aren't a fan, if you have been reading comics, especially if you've been reading Rebirth now, it's a little different thing because I jumped in purely, you know, with nothing. I just jumped in the pool and I knew who Hal Jordan was enough. I knew he was a Green Lantern at that point.
I told you all about it.
Yeah, and even if you wouldn't have told me, basically, I would have figured Hal Jordan was the Green Lantern and was the only one in the whole universe. Obviously, that is wrong. And I knew that Sinestro was his enemy. That's all I knew. And really, you can go into this with just that knowledge and enjoy it. I'm telling you, maybe even more, because there's a lot of things that go in. Now, in this trade, as we go, you also have a lot of setup. This is a lot of setup for what's going to come out in the following trades with the Guardians, the First Lantern, the Third Army. You get a lot of things written like that, but the problem is you don't need to know that. You know what I mean? You don't need to know everything.
You don't need to need – and the thing is that when reading this again, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, we had this whole initiative, the New 52. We're going to reboot everything, start everything at square one, and then people start coming – well, maybe not Batman. We got a lot of history with Batman. Then Geoff Johns like, you know how many stories I've had fucking planned for the future already from when just left off?
Yeah,
we're keeping the goddamn Green Lantern.
Yeah, and exactly. The one thing as you read this, and if you do read, and I did go back and read The War of Green Lanterns and read some of the other things since the first time I read this. And yeah, you get the idea that, yeah, this is Rebirth. I mean, New 52. That's just a stamp on the book. This is what the story was going to be anyway.
Like, he had a fucking stories planned out for the next three years, it seemed like, at Blackest. Now, actually, you know, fuck that. I think he's had all his stories written since he did Green Lantern Rebirth back in, like, 2004 or whatever it was.
Yeah, and he had it all. And really, on the company-wide deal, it's been said DC, basically, they had just had these big events. They just had the Blackest Night and Brightest Day. And
not even that. I'm telling you, the whole thing in the 2000s where Geoff Johns came in and freaking just revamped and changed to a degree the Green Lantern mythos and brought in all the other – the emotional spectrum as a whole. I'm like, you have just fundamentally changed this fucking old-ass character
in the past 10 years.
So we got to keep a lot of shit.
The DC guys, they credited – the thing that kept them hanging on were those two big events. And they were afraid they first announced, hey, everybody, we're rebooting and whatever – everybody had a fucking tizzy fit because of Blackest Night and Brightest Day being taken away. And when they did have that press conference that I watched, basically the whole thing is them assuring just that those two events remain. Right. And it was weird. And then people were like, well, what about the Batman stories? And then they were like, well, you know what? All your big stories, and didn't even single out just Batman and Green Lantern, they just kind of said, hey, listen, all your big stories still remain. And then they kind of lied a little.
Not really, though. When Grant Morrison started the Action Comics run, he believed that the death of Superman still happened.
Well, that's the problem is he might have believed it, but that half the other writers never said anything, and it went back and forth in the same books. It was saying it didn't, then it did, and
whatever. I think, you know, the higher-ups at DC were just being yes-men to the individual writers. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't want to do this.
Well Grant Morrison is a big guy, so they didn't want to, you know, get him pissed. But, yeah, it's weird. We see this with Rebirth now. We say that when people are writing stuff that goes against them, really, when I'm reading this Green Lantern trade and they mention the first Lantern, I'm like, oh, God, here we go, because this is the continuity that we know and we like, which kind of got destroyed, you know, by Sam Humphries later.
I can't say I like the first Lantern.
No, you like the concept of it. I'm not saying the story, but I'm saying the Manhunters and all that, just destroying what was supposed to be set in stone with what happened, and it wasn't. But at the end of this War of the Green Lanterns, I just wanted to tell everybody.
If Sam Humphries ever fucking references the Manhunters. Seems like that's something he does not even know about or doesn't want to talk about.
That's what it seems. But the story of the War of the Green Lanterns that was the crossover up until that was, it focused around human Green Lanterns, Hal Jordan, Guy Gardner, John Stewart, Kyle Rayner, alien Green Lantern, Kilowog, and Guardian of the Universe, Ganthet, as they face off against the mind-controlled fellow Green Lanterns and stop the renegade Guardian Krona from taking over the universe. And basically, Krona just he got all the entities. He consumed all the entities within him. At one point near the end, he had every colored ring. Every ring there was, he had. He was attacking everyone. He wanted to bring
everyone
down. And
in case you don't know about the entities going into this, the entities are the embodiment of the individual emotional spectrum. Like, Parallax is the entity of fear. I can't think of it. It's fucking Ion is the entity of the Green Lantern will and shit like that. So you have everything has an entity that is the fuel, the power, the embodiment of the individual emotion.
And most of this was that Krona basically had his emotions. He was very emotional. He was over emotional. And he was using that as the way that he thought that was the way that the Guardian should be. It was that whole deal again of emotions versus non-emotions, what the Guardian should have or not have. And at the end, it ended up that Sinestro did get his Green Lantern ring at the very end, the last issue of it, after Hal gave a pretty goddamn awesome speech as he was fighting Krona. It looked like he could never beat him on his own. And he just gave a speech because Krona said to him, why are you fighting for the Guardians? And Hal basically says, I'm not. I don't fight for the Guardians. I fight for what's right. I fight for, you know, this world, because Krona seemed to think everything he was going to do was going to make everything perfect. And Hal just pointed out, listen, nobody's perfect. This is the problem that the Lantern or the Guardians have had all this time.
And Sinestro with his need for control.
Yeah, and Sinestro, he said, you know, that's not how things are. I'm fighting for everyone who isn't perfect and everything that needs help because they aren't perfect. And the thing about this that gets me going into this trade is that Sinestro at this point had no ring. He was being held. He was about to be killed by Krona. And it was almost like this moment of clarity when he heard Hal Jordan saying this and really was like, you know what? Fucking Jordan's right. And he got up and hit Krona on the back of the head with like a girder, a rock. I forget what it was. But the thing was, this was him non-powered. He literally, in my mind, thought that this was going to be his last thing he does. But he was going to help Hal Jordan out by doing this. And he got a Green Lantern ring all of a sudden because he went against the fear. And overtook the fear. The ring said it, got him. He was now a Green Lantern. He helped Hal Jordan. At the end, Hal Jordan kills Krona. He just completely kills him. The entities are released. The rings go back to the people. You know, you had Carol there. You had Atrocitus. You had a lot of people ended up. Yeah, Laura Flees, Saint Walker, all of them. It was almost like a new Guardians there. It was like the big guys from each. They all got their rings. And then in the fallout of this, first off, all the other rings were pissed that Sinestro was a Green Lantern again. It was almost starting a riot, of course, led by Guy. Guy's all pissed off. Well, that's when the Guardians like, whoa, 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 everybody, you know what? All of you other colored Lanterns, get the fuck out. They kick them off. They're like, you don't belong here. We're done with you. We don't want to see you ever again. You are banned.
You don't
got to
go home.
Oa.
You can't stay here.
Yeah, they basically send you up closing time. They fucking, boom, they banished. They just blew off. They took them off. And then with Hal there, the rest of the Green Lantern Corps, and Sinestro, they basically said, You know what, Hal? You may think you are the greatest of all Green Lanterns, and at a point we may have said that as well, but you know what you are now? You're the most dangerous. You just killed a Guardian, and yeah. The rings have a failsafe not to allow that, so we don't know how you did it, and we're scared.
Goddamn Earthlings.
Basically, they're running scared. Ganthet, of course, is like, no. We got to settle down. He saved us or whatever. Nope, they banish him. They're like, you're done. You're discharged. You're banished. He ends up – and as – his Green Lantern uniform is going away. It's dissipating as the ring's being pulled off. Sinestro actually like calls out to him and says, Jordan, and looks like he is legitimately upset that he can't believe that the Guardians are doing this. Now, again, you know as well as I do, Sinestro hates the Guardians. He thinks that they are evil.
Well,
that
it's a strange-ass role reversal now where, you know, the way Sinestro was exiled from the Green Lantern Corps, like when he took things too far, it is now Hal Jordan who actually took him down.
And now it's Hal Jordan, and they keep Sinestro. But in my mind, this even cements more how much Sinestro hates the Guardians. But as that ends, Sinestro has the ring. Hal just ends up back on Earth. It's like and they don't even send him home. He's in the middle of a deserted freaking desert road, and he's like, God damn it, this can't be how it ends. And then it does. It ends, and it says at the end, you know, continued in Green Lantern number one, coming in with New 52, starring Sinestro. And it's pretty good. And when you go and you do go through that, you do kind of get pumped up, but it kind of does throw you off a bit because this is like what I say about a death in the comics now, where I get all upset, like recently with Reverse Flash and the Button, where you never really had any time to sit and think like, holy shit, Sinestro has a ring and Hal doesn't, because right away that you see that he kept it. I'm certain people thought when they heard about the New 52, that they thought maybe that it would revert and Hal would have it and this wouldn't matter. You know what I mean? That people weren't aware of what exactly the New 52 would be.
This is along the lines, in my mind, of Lex Luthor becoming Superman with his goddamn apocalyptic suit.
Yeah, and you don't know what's going on and you want to see. But yeah, it starts off, the trade starts off with Sinestro saying the oath. And the best thing about it is he's saying the oath. And if you're paying attention, you see the red hand. You're like, oh, God, it is Sinestro. And it goes. You see the lantern going. He says the whole thing. Then you see his eyes and his face there. But when it goes, it makes me laugh because as all the Guardians are gathered around and he finishes it with the Green Lantern's light, you see he's got a construct fucking
chain. He's chained up.
Yeah, he's chained up. And I like the way that Geoff Johns kind of does that, where you're like, okay, he's taking the oath, but he's doing it against his will, and he's pissed, and really to him thinks that once he's done he should be able to get the fuck out. He's like, okay, I did what you want, now let me get this ring off me, let's get going. And they're like, no, you know what, the ring chose you, you got to see. And it's Ganthet, I believe, that's saying to him, you know, the ring chose you, we're going to see what goes on.
This even is a chance after, of redemption.
Yeah, and even after all the shit that you did, you know, let's see it for what it truly is. And they're like, a chance of redemption. They give him his lantern and say, you know what, you're going to have to do the thing that you're supposed to do. Go guard your sector. And I think that that's pretty cool. And right away, I'm telling you, Sinestro looks over at the lantern. He grabs it and then flies off. And yeah, right away, he has to be like, I got to go check on Korugar. It's been a bit, and I don't, you know, who knows what's going
on
there.
And that's the worst thing, too, because where he left his friggin' the Sinestro Corps, all the goddamn awful members of the Sinestro Corps, they were left to protect Korugar. So, you know, Sinestro's sector, in his mind, pretty much it seems like, I care about Korugar, fuck everything else.
Yeah, and even they...
It's like Hal Jordan fucking Sector 2814.
Yeah, but it's funny because even they kind of like spell it out. You get the idea right away if you're, you know, if you're suspicious of the Guardians that, yeah, they want him as the Green Lantern here, but they kind of just want him away. They want him on Korugar, go take care of your goddamn self and see, but they also have other plans involved.
Well, exactly.
There.
This is like the tactician, the immortal goddamn mastermind. Yeah. Here, where they need him off because they have plans, and if they know the Sinestro Corps is over at Korugar, and he needs to take care of this shit. So right there, if he completes his mission, you get the goddamn Sinestro Corps off the goddamn playing board, and this is helping them with their freaking, you know, plans overall.
Yeah, and then it goes where you see Ganthet does not agree. And again, this is right after they have discharged Hal Jordan for being the most dangerous guy around. And you know that Ganthet, he disagrees. He thinks it's Sinestro. He's like, we just gave a ring and a fucking lantern to the guy who tried to kill us. All that, you know, why are we doing this? And again, with this plan, you find out later they have this big plan. Ganthet's not involved. They've been having meetings, and they have not been involving him as much as I think that he should be, and they have to make sure that he's not emotional. And it goes back again to that War of the Green Lanterns, where they have just seen Krona, who was way over-emotional, so they have to do something about it.
And I'm telling you, the takeaway I get from the Green Lantern, the Green Lantern War, when we get into this, is, you know, Krona might have been right.
Yeah. There's a lot of times. Here's the deal. Everybody who reads, and with Rebirth, if you just jumped on with Rebirth, you do not get a lot of Guardians. Zayd and Ganthet are just kind of trying to get their own footing now because of what happened in the New 52. And you have Rami, who's he's not even in because it's actually Volthumenum.
He's an exiled Guardian, though.
Good. They're never really good. Ganthet was always the guy, okay, yeah, he likes the humans, so we like him. The other Guardians are pretty much assholes. But it's one of those things. It's, are they assholes or are they just protecting everything and we're just, these lanterns?
Well, that's what it always seemed like back in the day. It's like we had these beings that would keep stuff from their police corps and shit like that of the universe. But they had a plan overall. Like they needed to protect things and they couldn't be emotional about it.
It's almost like
Batman. Right or wrong.
They are Batman of the Green Lantern Corps. They run it without the emotions, without telling everybody exactly everything that they need to know and things like that.
For years and years, the Green Lanterns would constantly be pissed off because they find out something that the Guardians knew about that they didn't tell them. Like, why didn't you tell us?
Yeah.
It's not, it's not your place to know until we tell you, okay?
Yeah, and
go protect your
and
sector.
Basically, they have this idea. I mean, it's the classic, they think they know what's right in the long run, but they never look at the small run. They don't look into what's going on day to day. Their whole thing is the universe
the
big picture. And it's crazy because and Ganthet is definitely a wild card. They have to do something about him, so they pretty much fucking mind wipe his emotions out again, because he shouldn't. He's the most emotional of them, which has come to serve them pretty well. It saved the universe.
It's the thing, for the longest time, like when I was reading Green Lantern as a kid and I became a huge fan of it, was Kyle Rayner was Green Lantern. Yeah. At that point, there was no core because, Hal Jordan had killed the core off and became Parallax. And Ganthet was the only Guardian left because the rest of the Guardians sacrificed herself to make the one last ring that Kyle got. Now, later on, when Kyle absorbed the power left over in the sun when Parallax reignited the sun and killed himself to save everybody, Kyle saw this leftover power and he absorbed it. He became Ion. He became essentially a god. And after a bit, he decided he's going to take this power and he's going to reignite the main central power battery on Oa. And when he did, the Green Lantern power came back and all these baby Guardians came rushing out. So now Ganthet was in charge of, raising these Guardians to be the new
babies.
Guardians of the universe. So where we pick up, I'm telling you, and there's a big gap in my freaking knowledge of what happened to the Guardians, how they grew up to fucking be these old little men again. But it's so weird that we have this whole thing where we lead from that story where, Kyle saves everybody with his emotion to do what's right. Yeah. And recreates the Guardians and the Green Lantern Corps. And now at this point here, no, fuck this. We got
to
get rid of
Ganthet. They're back to this non-emotional. And I do think that the whole thing that happened with Krona has kind of affected them even more with this. But it makes me laugh because you definitely see Ganthet has a ponytail. He's like an old hippie. We always laugh at him. He's got this ponytail. It seems like the way get his emotions out or pull him out of his head and cut that ponytail, because it seems the ponytail disappears.
He's like the emotional Samson. All my emotion is my hair.
Yeah, they're all in that ponytail. And really, when I get emotional, it's always been when I have a ponytail. There's certain times in life when I've had that ponytail. I've never had a ponytail in my life.
The whole thing with the Ganthet that I really like is because he was the only Guardian for so long, and he just hung out with Kyle Rayner, and so he would take on more of this human trait and shit like that. And I really like the progression of Ganthet as a character, and now it's fucking mind-wiped of his emotions.
Yeah, and the thing is, they kind of throw that in his face a bit. You know what I mean? They don't – this whole thing with him around the humans, and even like I said, at the end of that War of the Green Lanterns, he's the only one who steps up and tries to stop them from getting rid of Hal, and they just push him aside. They're like, we're not talking to you at this point. And at one point, St. Walker even jumps up and says, wait a minute, Guardians, you got to listen to me. And they shut him the hell up right away. Like they were afraid he was going to influence some people or whatever. But we go
I'm sure the other Guardians aren't happy about the fact either that freaking, you know, Ganth that created the Blue Lantern Corps is going off on his own and some other shit. Even like, you know, Abin Sur went off on his own and created the Indigo Tribe to fucking try to reform villains and shit like that. So all of these freaking, you know, people, like their emotions are out there causing havoc, you know, creating these things that are outside the Guardians' control. So you know what? I'm fed up. Fuck this shit. Emotion over.
Yeah, and they want to go. And in the side deal, when you start this and they're doing this, it also allows for, you know, it's a very singular story with Hal and, well, it ends up being Hal, but Sinestro. So, because you had all those other books, but we go back to Hal and you see that his life's a wreck. And I really do like this. He's a mess, but I like it because this really is one of those things that you start wondering, like, what happens? Because when most of these Green Lanterns get the rings, they're gone then. I mean, and it even happens here. When Sinestro comes and does get Hal, it's like, hey, I got some things to do. No. We're leaving. You're not going to tie up loose ends. Let's go. And Hal goes, and he's getting evicted. He has Bill. I mean, there's so many bills that have piled up. And I like this. It's one of those things that it shows you that the, you know, life goes on without you, whether you're a Green Lantern or not. And you kind of have to make do because he just thinks he can go back to his apartment. And, his landlord's there. And it's like, No. You got to give me some money. It's funny how are you going to be mad because it reminds me of you?
What?
He's like, I'm going to write a check. He's like, I'm not taking your checks. He's like, you better get your ass down and get me a money
order.
My checks
are good, goddammit.
Yeah, and he's like, my checks are good. Yeah, the last ones were not. And he's like, you know, I don't have anything but. He's like, oh, well, go drive your car to the ATM. He's like, I don't have a car. And he's like, this guy already. This guy already is like, Eric Shea is getting evicted. But in the meantime, he sees a guy across the street, assaulting a woman.
Oh, hold on. It's funny, too. I just wanted to talk about this whole, you know, life goes on while the Green Lanterns do their shit and how fucking much of a mess Hal Jordan's life is. Because another thing it reminds me of when I was reading, Kyle Rayner as the Green Lantern back in the day. It's like, he was out in space for a while. He had broken, like, him and Jade had a big fight when he was dating Jade, Alan Scott's daughter. And he went off in the space for a long time. Then he came back and Jade had taken over his apartment. Like, she still lived there. Yeah. She had a new boyfriend who was living there. He's like, well, fuck this. Back to space.
Yeah, let's go back. But that's the best part of this is Hal can't go back. He has nothing. This is the craziest thing for him is usually, like you said, usually he could just go, fuck it, I'm going back. I'll go to Oa. I'll hang.
Yeah.
But no, he can't. He's not a Green Lantern anymore. This is his life now. And he kind of – obviously, you can't just turn it off because he sees this guy across the alley there assaulting this woman, and he jumps into action. And even – and again –
he's a goddamn psychopath.
He's a psycho, but it shows you that he is a pretty, you know, stand-up crazy dude that will do anything to help somebody.
He's got
the hero gene. He does. And he jumps across – smashes through and it pulls out the reveal it's a movie set and he's assaulting an actor. And the thing is, though, Hal Jordan's a good looking dude.
There he is.
He's just leaped across that. If I am the director, I'm going to the window, I'm looking out at the street below, the alley, kind of going like, at least they should be hiring Hal as a stuntman. Now, they do call the police, which is odd, too. I'm telling you, this is it to me, it is a little forced only because he doesn't know shit. I mean, it's a very, you know, it's unfortunate, but I could see his point of view here. But I would have hired him as a stuntman.
I want you to think of you being Jim Warner. I hope that's easy for you to imagine, all right? There you are in an apartment. You look across and you see a woman being assaulted by a goddamn monster of a man.
Yeah.
Are you jumping off the goddamn balcony
across the way? No, the thing is, that's the
problem.
Why do you think that they barricade off sets and things like this? Because there could be some motherfucker there that sees that and shoots this guy dead. You know, he's there attacking a woman. Somebody may get a gun and shoot him. This has to be – you can't have it out in the open like this.
It's not in the open. It's in a goddamn apartment.
Yeah, but I'm saying you could just see it. It's just in an apartment. I'm getting that this is an indie movie, Eric, that there's no real quote-unquote set because I just look in and see.
Fucked up because they have a gigantic broken-ass window on their fucking set.
Oh, yeah, now they're done. And I'm telling you, the thing should have continued where they're in the editing room and like, God damn it, what's this guy doing? They're like, they're trying to edit and Mr. Movie Guy comes in. Who the fuck is that guy? Hire him now. He should be the next fucking action star. He's a good-looking fucking guy.
It reminds me of Lethal Weapon 3 when Riggs thinks that friggin' Roger's daughter's in danger and she's just filming a goddamn movie.
That's – there it is. Did Riggs get arrested?
Riggs police.
Yeah, I know. I'm still saying, you know, the whole deal of this is they do kind of realize, I think Geoff Johns realized, like, he is kind of in the right a little, so they make it seem like he had resisted arrest. The police came, Hal says to Carol, because Carol bails him out and says, hey, I didn't resist arrest, I was just trying to explain to the cops why, and then she's like, why you jump from a seven-story apartment building, smash through a window, psycho, and beat up an actor? And yeah, he's like, hey, listen, I'm fine, you know, and she says, you could have been killed, you're not a Green Lantern, and basically, this whole setup is to show that he isn't a Green Lantern, but also he's having a lot of trouble getting that through his head here. It's only been a couple weeks, that Sinestro says later, though. Carol, the way the story plays out, should have just been a couple weeks as well, but it seems a little longer for her, but she basically says, listen, you got to get a job. Why don't you come back and, you know, work for me? Work at Ferris, Air. And he's like, you know what? That's not me or whatever. He wants to fly again. And she says, I cannot insure you. I'm like, you are less insurable than Lindsay Lohan by now, you motherfucker. And he's like, yeah. And he just doesn't want a desk job. He knows Sinestro has the ring, and that's, you know, that's from that. And he looks up and he says, I don't know what the hell's going on up there. And then Carol says, maybe you don't need to. Maybe you could just, you know, I haven't put the stars Sapphire ring on, and I don't plan to. And in that panel, that's where you see Pandora. Pandora and
fucking
all
walking
these,
around, all this energy coming off her, just like, you know, crossing the street. I'm like, why is nobody looking?
She's just walking around, you know, hanging out. But yeah, then it goes to this next thing where Carol says, I don't plan to, and then he asked around on a date. What are you doing tomorrow night? And that might be the most creepiest look that Hal Jordan has ever had. And it's a bit off for Doug Mankey there. It's off. He looks scary.
Look at those fucking teeth.
Yeah. But it goes off. Then you see Sinestro. He's checking out on Korugar. I laugh because he's like on this little asteroid looking through a construct telescope sitting there. And he sees basically that.
I don't know. I'm telling you. It looks like a telescope. That could just be a guy. Goddamn scope to a gigantic
it
alien
might
fucking
be.
Gun
I
the way
don't
it looks
know.
Like
it
it's
seems,
attached to this fucking asteroid.
I don't think that he'd ever have a gun, you know, ready to fire, but he's doing it. It looks like he's looking, but it might be a gun. Maybe that's his only thing that he knows to have as a, you know, a telescope type of thing. But yeah, you see right away the Sinestro Corps is pretty much enslaved Korugar, and he's not going to like that. You know already, but in the meantime, he gets attacked by a Yellow Lantern who obviously then recognizes that it is Sinestro. Sinestro is a Green Lantern and tries to get a hold of Arkillo. Now, later on, you'll see it a bunch of times. Basically, this is almost like the battle for the cow is going on with the Sinestro Corps. Whoever kills Sinestro becomes the leader of the Sinestro Corps.
It's always been that way. That's like when you had Mongol before during the Sinestro Corps War, I believe, where he tried to oppose freaking Sinestro and take over, and Sinestro had to put him in his goddamn place.
Yeah, and even they reference later in Blackest Night when he used the failsafe to actually almost kill. He didn't kill Mongol later because he would have become a Black Lantern then, so he kind of made him almost to the pain. He took America and then kind of hit him away. But yeah, they're all – whoever kills Sinestro is going to be the leader of the Corps. This guy actually, he kind of seems like he wants to tell – he actually tries to get a hold of Arkillo to tell him. And Sinestro just fucking – he kills him and then destroys the ring
so it can't go off and find a new goddamn
guy.
His corpsman.
And it's funny because every time somebody – you know, kind of pops up. I went to see if I could find out who they were. This guy is actually just listed as core member 435. I'm like, they don't really, you know, care too much about him.
That's the problem with all the core and shit like that, because you do have the main members that you do want to know, but you have so many at certain points. Yeah. It's like they're thrown out there, and like it's so hard to remember every goddamn core member of all the different emotional spectrums.
Yeah, and it's funny,
I have
when,
problems myself, and I am a huge fan of the Green Lantern
Corps,
like, you know, mythos.
When Sinestro looks down, you see the only guy that I really can see is Slush. Right away, I'm like, oh, there he is. He's there with this fucking, you know, the bones and shit in him and stuff.
I love Slush.
Yeah, he's an awesome look. But yeah, now Sinestro is pissed. And he even says to the guy before he kills him, you know what? I trusted you guys to look over Korugar. You've enslaved them. This is not what I wanted. Obviously, though, he kind of thought this was going to be how it was, right? He didn't just go down and fly down onto Korugar and say, hey, guys, I'm back. He knows there's trouble. So he went. In the meantime, anytime you
it's
go
like,
back to
it, Elvis becomes this thing like undercover boss where you go in to see how your freaking, you know, your workers are doing
that's
when you're
what
not
he
around.
Is. He's looking. He's like, they are assholes. Yeah, it is undercover boss. in the meantime, back on Earth, Hal has he's having his dinner with Carol. Obviously, Hal doesn't realize what this dinner means to Carol. And actually says, I want to ask you a question. She thinks that he's going to propose. He actually just needs her to co-sign on a loan. And she gets pissed. I think she overreacts a little, Eric. Throws a drink in his face, but she storms off. And then I thought, here's Eric Shea again, because she drives off. And he's like, you were my ride.
I can't see. Do you want me to drive a car, motherfucker?
He has to walk home again. But when he does get home, he's evicted. It's raining. He can't get in. It's raining. Everything is gone. He's at a complete low. And that's where you see, as he's just standing there in the dark, all of a sudden there's a green hue to the one side. And you see Jordan. And then, you see Sinestro there, full out Green Lantern, and says, if you want your ring back, you'll do everything I say. And you have to think at that point, like, Sinestro isn't on the up and up. You know what I mean? You have to worry about what he's doing. But at this moment, Hal is going to agree to anything to get the ring. But he's pissed. He doesn't think that the Guardians should have ever gotten rid of him. He doesn't think that Sinestro should have a ring. So he wants to take it off him. And Sinestro just pretty much beats the crap out of him for a bit.
It's a weird thing. This whole underlying thing in my mind, like, I was looking at this and I saw this might be me reaching here. But like, when I was reading this trade, it really seemed like the underlying message was all about addiction to me, you know, like, you know, overcoming this addiction that Hal has for this Green Lantern ring and shit like that, because he is jonesing right now. He needs to get back. Yeah. His life is a mess without the one thing he knows about, like the thing he's used to, this whole addiction that he has. And even at the end when I, like, you know, I think it's would be issue 5 of this, when, you know, he's left without a ring. He's like, I got to get it back. But then he realizes, you know what, maybe I don't. I mean, he's going to get his life together. He's going to fucking talk to Carol and shit like that. But in the end, he's pushed back. Right when he thinks he's out, they pull him back in.
Yeah, they pull him back in. Actually, from reading that War of the Green Lanterns into this, I actually took it as a thing where it's all about emotions. And even when you go and Sinestro even has a plan, and Sinestro sticks by the plan later on, his emotions take over. He ends up almost fucking it up. The whole thing with Hal and, you know, not realizing, you know, all he does is want the ring back. Then he realizes that he wants Carol, and it goes, like, back and forth. And I kind of got that.
Even when Sinestro shows up at the end of the first issue of this, he's like, you know, he plays this whole thing like he's the pusher, man. Like, I'm going to get Hal Jordan's help.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give him a little taste.
That's the thing is, and that's why Sinestro is to me like the eviler version of Lex Luthor. He knows what people, you know, he'll play up anybody on what they want to get his way.
Oh, yeah,
and obviously he thinks what he's doing is right at all times. That's why I think in this, he ends up, whenever his emotions take over, which they rarely do with Sinestro, but they do at one pretty much key point, almost kills Hal.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, at this point, he just basically shows up and says, you know what, if you help me. Doesn't even say really much of that yet. He just kind of looks like he's toying with him and makes a ring. He makes a construct ring that he gives to Hal and says, hey, you know what, here you go. And basically does say, you know, that you could have done so much more with your ring, and really is throwing a lot of shade at him and says, they gave you a ring, the most powerful thing in the universe. You could have used this to help and change the universe. Instead, you made fucking airplanes and it let you fly. That's all
that
you
was
used
funny
it for.
To tell
it
to be the whole thing.
And he's like, you had
shaded his construct.
Yeah, he was. I thought that he was going to use like the boxing glove, but he says, you know what? You had the chance to improve the universe. Did you ever really take it? And while this is going on, he is constructed Hal in chains. He is chained up outside on a disc. And he's basically saying this as he makes this ring and it's flying around. And Hal's watching it like a goddamn fly around his head. And he is, like you said, this is like a pusher. That he has what Hal desperately wants. And he's just, you know, he's making fun of him while this ring is going around. And then he lets it go on him. And he's like,
you
listen.
You filthy junkie, is this what you want?
Is this what you want? Well, you're going to have to do what I want now. I'm going to unzip my pants now.
Exactly. I know the game.
So he says, you know what? I gave her a ring. What is this, your third, fourth chance? He doesn't know. He's like, how many times have you thrown it away? And that's where Hal takes that as he threw away all the chances to kill Sinestro. And this is a pretty important part because it comes to play later. Hal tries to kill Sinestro, and you can't. He has a failsafe that he made the ring. You can't destroy the wear. So basically, he's
like,
no.
Like, you said it was a construct ring. This is actually a replica ring of it. It is an actual ring. That, like, you know, the thing is, it's even a big deal. Like, you shouldn't be able to do this. They're like, the Guardians, like, you know, the Guardians won't tell you what you're capable of with this ring.
He says
I know
it later.
Some shit. Yeah, so this is more than a construct. This is an actual ring that he has created, kind of like out of you need a ring to do this, but like
it's weird
a big
though because as they show
Hal
it,
created
it
his
really
own
seems
one later on.
It really seems like a construct when he's creating because he makes it out of a construct he's already made, and then you know you even see the things going from it, and then later he makes like what appears to be about 200 of them.
Yeah,
but yeah, Hal has a ring now. And he's a Green Lantern, but he can't, you know, he needs Sinestro with this. Sinestro can turn it off at any time. Again, why I think that it's more plays off like a construct to me, because he can just make it disappear. And then all of a sudden Hal is just Hal and he falls and then he makes it reappear again and all that. But even so, you have him with a ring. He's all excited, but he, you know that Sinestro has some other plan. Yeah. In the meantime though, you can't really get to the plan because there's an emergency, and Hal, again, like I said, he emotionally just flies off. And even the Sinestro says, "You're obedient as a dog and half as smart," and they go. And a bridge is falling down, and Hal's going. He's trying to save the people. And I'm telling you, it makes me laugh. You didn't see colors. But you saw, you know this joke, and it really reminded me right away. And it's that crazy joke where there's the two bulls, the dad and the kid bull, and they're looking at the cows grazing below them. And the young bull
says,
"Oh,
yeah, I know the joke. Yeah,
let's run down there and fuck a cow." And the old bull goes, "No, let's walk down and fuck them all." It reminded me so much of it. It reminded me of such a buddy cop moment where Sinestro is the older cop. Hal just reacts, and he's doing things, and Sinestro's just like, "Motherfucker, just watch. Watch what you should do. Here's where I'm going to start teaching you, you idiot, because you're doing this. You're saving one person as the bridge comes down," and basically doesn't tell Hal what he's doing, kind of pulls him away, and then just uses a ring and says, "Watch and learn," and makes constructs that
saves everyone.
Everyone, and
fixes
the bridge.
And reconfigures the bridge, yeah.
Fixes the bridge, and Hal's like, you saved everyone. And then they all come up to him, and they're thanking him. And Hal's just standing there. You know that this drives Hal nuts. In the meantime, Sinestro's just like, just get back to your little lives. he goes off, and they did save him. But yeah, this is Sinestro pretty much trying to teach him, you know, on your world, the Green Lantern's a superhero. You don't need to be that. You know what I mean? On Khorugar, you know, I made sure that everything was running right. And Hal just, you know, there's that difference between Hal thinking that Sinestro is a tyrant and Sinestro just basically saying that I do what's right for everyone, almost like what the Guardians are thinking they're doing as well. But basically this leads to the big bad, the Yellow Lantern, Gorgor, who was the one who did do that to try to draw them out, it seems. And
yeah,
he
something
wants
had gone down from the sky and crashed through the bridge, causing it to collapse.
Yeah, and that's where Sinestro goes, "We're going to have to deal with this. Whatever this is what caused this problem." And it is a Yellow Lantern, Gorgor, who says, "Hey, if I kill you, I'm the leader of the Yellow Lantern Corps." Sinestro just like, "You motherfuckers," and just kills him easily. Hal's going to town with a goddamn like a rail gun type construct and stuff like this. And Sinestro just runs him through with a goddamn huge sword. And yeah, and says, "You know what?
A God of War sword."
Yeah, yeah. And then Sinestro says, "Listen," because right before this even, Hal's like, "What's this monkey paw you've given me? You know, what's the catch here?" And basically Sinestro says that after they kill Gorgor, he says, "You know what the catch is? We're going back to Khorugar and we're going to kill every motherfucker that's enslaved. You know, basically I have to kill my, you know, core that I made." And I think that's pretty cool. And really up until this point, just an aside, Geoff Johns knows these characters, obviously, and he is making them really good. And I like the
play.
He's
created most of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He knows these guys, you know, so well. Like you said, that he created them. So Sinestro and Hal, even their back and forth is so good. We go off from there, and Carol sees this on the TV. And, you know, this is the problem. Hal has just had a date. Now, she did throw shit in his face and storm off, but he basically was like, you know, okay, I'm going to be done with this Green Lantern Corps. And then she turns on, she gets a call from Tom Kalmaku, and I read the unfortunate nickname of Pie Face. It was Hal's, and, you know, his mechanic when he was a pilot. Now, here's the thing, too, where you have to realize, and I think some people might be thrown off if they're thinking, he does know who Hal is. He knows that Hal is a Green Lantern. So if you don't know who this Tom is.
I think old continuity and shit like that, you know, Pie Face been offered a ring by the Guardians at one point because Hal thought that he would be his perfect replacement, and he turned it down.
Yeah, and also in certain times before, he's a guy who kept a big scrapbook of all the Green Lanterns. He was a big fanboy at points and stuff, and knows that Hal is. So when Carol gets the call, and also knows that Carol, you know, everything about that. So when she gets the call from Tom, he's well aware that when you see that Green Lantern, that it's Hal Jordan. So he tells, you know, turn on the deal. And Carol, first off, is like, Hal, what are you doing again? And then sees that it's Sinestro that he's with. And it just doesn't make sense to her. It's like, what the fuck is
Hal and Sinestro fucking team it up being Green Lanterns? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And then you get the whole deal. You get the whole thing with Sinestro telling Hal, we got to go to Korugar. You're going to come with me. You don't have anything to say about it. And Hal's like, no, I got to go talk to Carol. And it's funny that Sinestro's like, really? How many times have you fucked this up? Like, even Sinestro, everybody knows that he's fucked it up so many times. And he's like, no, every moment that we're wasting, some child is getting hurt on Korugar. We're leaving. And it's weird because Hal does punch Sinestro in the face and says, you know what, your ring may stop me, but I could still clock you.
Damn
and
right.
Says, you know what, I'm going to come up and clean your mess, and you think you're better than me. And Sinestro just starts laughing. He looks at him, and he just starts laughing. He's like, I know I'm better than you, and you do too. And it's like, come on. Enough of this fooling around. Go. And it's so weird that must hit Hal so much. He's not going to say goodbye now. He's not going to go to Carol. He must think in his mind, like, you know what? I'm a piece of shit. And he does. He just follows Sinestro.
Fucking pink-faced bastard's got my number.
God damn it. You son of a bitch. But yeah, then you go back to
that
Oa.
Little John Walters mustache.
Yeah,
God
really.
Damn
I know.
It.
It's so creepy. You go back to Oa, and Ganthet is there with the rest of the Guardians. He, you know, they ask, how do you feel? And he's like, how do I feel? I do not. And he's like, they're like, this is why I told everyone here. There's one Guardian there. And he's like, I told you it was that goddamn ponytail. I told you all along. Nobody wanted to listen to me because it seems like it's gone now. And this is where you get what they want to do. You get the plans that are going to really push the book.
Getting back to this point with Ganthet, though, it's like when he started, you know, when I'm trying to remember back, but I'm pretty sure when he started and gave the ring to Kyle and shit like that back in the day. This is how he looked, and it was over the progression of this whole thing that he, you know, his more human, like his whole emotions, he grew that shit out.
Yeah,
he's back
to
fucking basics now.
Yeah, now he's back. No more ponytail. It's so funny when I look at that ponytail. But yeah, they go through the whole thing, and they're talking about what happened, how the Green Lantern Corps kind of, you know, went away from what they wanted. They throw in the whole, you know, the Manhunters. They bring
the Manhunters had faults. The Green Lanterns had faults. You know, we got to fucking – it's time for the Third Army then, because we need to patrol the universe with this lack of emotion, because we tried it first with the Manhunters. That didn't work out. The Green Lantern Corps, we used that. That didn't work out either. It's time to fucking do our Third Army.
Yeah, Third Army deal. And at this moment, they just say that, but it does come to play that they need to go get the First Lantern to lead the Third Army. And really,
I don't think that plays out the same way, because the whole thing, as I recall from that, is that they didn't need the First Lantern to lead the Third Army. They needed the power of the First Lantern.
Yeah, it just seemed like they were saying they needed him to lead it, though, right?
Yeah,
they were going to go get him.
Here, but it didn't, I don't think it really plays out that way.
Yeah, we'll have to see. And again, maybe that's their whole deal of, you know, twisting and turning what they say and mean and whatever. But in the meantime, this pretty much, of anything, that sets up pretty much this whole book of Jeff Johns' run. It's all being set up.
The entire thing, the Third Army is our next thing, and then the First Lantern, that leads all the way to the end of Jeff Johns' run of this book.
Yeah, so basically, and even later, Jeff Johns pretty much shows you in a panel. Doug Mankey draws a panel that pretty much spells out what the rest, and it might have actually been Choi, I forget. It might have been the last issue of this thing. but basically has a page written from the Book of Black that shows you what is going to come to be in all the rest of the deal. But yeah, they get to Tal and Sinestro get to Khorugar, and there's a plan. And basically, you see Sinestro doesn't think – he thinks Hal has ADD. He doesn't listen. He keeps saying, like, listen. It's funny because –
Sinestro's got a good handle on this. He knows what's up.
Yeah, you don't have it much in a comic where a guy says, listen, this is key. And then Hal says, your lantern, because Sinestro is going to give him the plan. He hands him his lantern. And he's like, hey, before I tell you, let me make sure you're listening. And I was like, I am listening. And he's like, first things first, Jordan, we remain hidden until dark. So they're going to. Sinestro has a full-out plan that they're going to wait until sunset. Sinestro is going to fly down on the Khorugar. Obviously, he's going to cause a ruckus. And then this is where Hal is supposed to get the Green Lantern, the lantern itself, and fly into the Yellow Battery. And he doesn't really say what's going to happen, but he says it'll pretty much destroy it. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's the thing.
Shut down their power.
Yeah, he says it, and he does. He says it'll shut down the power. Doesn't say how or whatever. And this is what I really like, because it almost spells out almost like a Batman, because it seems that this is so if Sinestro dies, he says the failsafe. And Hal says, hold up. You design it so a Green Lantern was your failsafe for the battery? And he's like, yes. And then Hal says, so what's that mean? You thought you'd actually become a Green Lantern again? You planned for this. And this is where Sinestro's like, I never plan on being a Green Lantern again. Yes. I never wanted this. And you get like, maybe he did, but it's more like he thinks that if anybody was going to stop him, maybe it was going to be Hal Jordan.
Exactly. Like I'm telling you, this plays right into the whole thing like later on where they put up the idea that, you know, Hal Jordan and like Sinestro, even though they are bitter enemies, they are best friends as well. Like,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Sinestro relies on Hal Jordan being Hal Jordan. So this whole failsafe, if Sinestro went down and they needed to take out Sinestro, it would be up to Hal Jordan to fly in this and be the failsafe himself.
I even think it goes even a little bit beyond that like a Superman with Batman, like Batman has the kryptonite, that even if it's Sinestro that goes, because I do think that he, like you said, they're best friends that hate each other. They're frenemies, best frenemies. But I do think that Hal knows when Sinestro is doing what he should be doing. But if he goes over the line, like especially goes over the line, Hal will be the first to go and stop him. So, yeah, it's definite that this failsafe is for Hal, which goes along the way where you're talking about where he goes to Hal right away. I mean, it shows you right away. If people are like, no way, he doesn't even respect him. He went to Hal. Like, he could have went to anybody and made this ring.
He could have gone to anybody, the whole thing. Like, you know, Hal Jordan knows how to use it. You don't have to train him. And if he couldn't go to any other Green Lantern because they all hate his fucking
guts.
No,
but you know what I'm saying. He could have went to somebody. He could have went and made somebody, you know, hey, get rid of your ring, whatever. But he does. And he goes back to him again later. But, yeah.
Goddamn life he does.
And it's funny, too. You say that he doesn't have to trade him. But if they go to the next page where he's like, listen, we got to go dark. Turn your green to black. And Hal's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, really? Your trading stopped when I left? Is that – could that be? And he's like, you know what? And I really like this because it's very minor, but it does show you, number one, that Sinestro knows more about the rings.
Oh, yeah. Sinestro was the greatest Green Lantern of all time.
Yeah. So you have that. And also it shows you just one more thing that the Guardians did not tell the Green Lanterns. And it's so funny because you have Hal, and he's probably sitting there. And I'm telling you, if we had just read the whole thing of the Green Lanterns history, every book, there has to be a bunch of times that being a big glowing green thing fucked him along.
Even,
and he's like,
we even talked about that in the beginning of the Justice League Origins in New 52 when like Hal Jordan showed up at Batman.
Yeah,
like,
and Batman tells him to dim the light. Yeah, yeah. So I'm telling you, Hal, but just like, God damn it, why didn't they just, and it's something so minor. But it shows,
costume black.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious that it shows you that the Guardians just, they don't really care. They just go. But yeah, that's where they have 7 minutes till sundown. There, you see it setting. And that's where you see the Yellow Lanterns, the core, they're just beating the shit. They're enslaving people, and they're watching. And Hal wants to, you know, Hal's like, we got to do something. You can't let this happen. And Sinestro's like, no, listen. If we make one misstep now, they'll all die. We have to wait. And that's where you see.
Enter Arsona.
Where Arsona jumps up, and she's getting hit. She tries to rebel. She's trying to do, you know, leave them be. She's trying to help these, you know, young little kids and whatever. And they just start beating her up. and they're about to kill her.
Arsenio plays a big role in, like, you know, Sinestro's whole thing of Khorugar, because she was the head of the police force on who is the first person to say, you know what, he tried to get everybody on the trolley of Sinestro and he came back as a Green Lantern to fucking bring order and control to Khorugar, and it ended up fucking her.
Yeah, yeah, it completely destroyed her life, and it continues to. And this shows you, this is where I said, like, there is Sinestro, they're waiting, they've turned the green to black, and they're waiting there, and then they see this, and that's where, and basically, the other thing is, as she is attacking the other Yellow Lantern, she's like, Khorugar will never be afraid, not again. And it's like, she had had enough of Sinestro, and now she's seeing this, and that's where Sinestro's like, Arsona, and then Tao's like, Arsona? Who's Arsona? He just lights up and fucking goes on the attack, and it's against his plan.
God,
and
it's Sinestro.
Crazy. And it's crazy because Sinestro never does this. Like, Sinestro's a guy who would sit there and watch five people die so that six could live. You know, the odds deal. He doesn't wait. He goes, and then Hal's like, oh, Jesus Christ, here we go. And he starts heading off, but he's like, you know what? This might be okay.
It's still working, I'm telling you.
Yeah, everybody's
Sinestro
doing this.
Cutting through all these goddamn Sinestro Corps members. So everybody's fucking looking at Sinestro as Hal flies off to the central power battery.
So Hal goes, and he does exactly what he's told to do, even though Sinestro still claims that he fucked up, because he goes in. And I actually thought this, too. I mean, I know that when you read it, because he goes into the battery, and the yellow battery starts to disintegrate him. It starts to do this. And I thought to myself, like, yeah, you know what? It doesn't even know that it's, you know, it thinks it's Sinestro, and that's what it is. It actually ends up, and it looks like he's completely disintegrated as this was a cliffhanger. And you see Sinestro sitting there and like, Jordan, and you do find out that it actually is sending him to the antimatter universe. It thinks that it's Sinestro, and this is a failsafe of Sinestro's, that if he flies in, you know, I'm sure
that's where everything is, like, you know, like the yellow ring, that was where it's like the Thunderers and the Quardians, they're the ones who designed the Yellow Lantern. So they're the, like, if this is his entry to the antimatter universe where all this power come from.
And he says later that was kind of his, like, failsafe. To me, it seemed like if all shit was going wrong, that was, you know, he could go out and,
retreat,
and kind of get out and go. In the meantime, you do get a little bit where it shows you kind of like all the times that it's pointed out that he's fucked up every relationship with Carol that he's had. He keeps messing it up. She's wondering, you know, if he's going to be back or whatever. It's very quick. And really, this whole thing, the whole thing with Carol, it never really gets resolved that well. What I mean?
She goes off and starts banging Kyle.
She goes off with Kyle. It's just basically you get the idea that is his tether to Earth. That's the only reason why he would want to go back to Earth. But in the long run, it really doesn't work out. But he comes back, and the Yellow Lantern expels the Green Lantern, the Little Lantern, and Hal. And they grab Hal and throw him into a chamber that is going to depower his ring. In the meantime, all the Yellow Lanterns want to kind of rip the Green Lantern ring off of Sinestro. They're still kind of afraid of him, but they want to get rid of that Green Lantern ring. And again, they want to kill him to become the head of the Yellow Lantern. While Kyle's in the cell, when Hal's not saying, we keep mentioning Kyle. When Hal's in the cell, again, he already heard them say that you really can't break out. It's going to, you know, deplete your ring. He tries to go to town with a saw and stuff like this. And it
says,
and it says his ring is about to be 0%. So he's like, what is the one thing that I want as it goes out? What should I do? And he makes a construct of Carol. And I would wonder if he unzipped his pants, Aaron, because it's very sexy. I'm telling you, this might be, if I had a Green Lantern ring, I might be making constructs like this constantly, and they'll wonder why I'm not protecting my sector, especially as a younger
fellow. Yeah, you're not being a Green Lantern.
No, that's why I don't get the Green Lantern deal. In the meantime, they're trying to rip the ring off of Sinestro. It's not working. They really are trying to do this. They figure out at the end, basically the only way they're going to do it is depower the Green Lantern ring. They even tried to cut off his hand at one point.
It doesn't work.
No, and they say, you know what, we're going to throw him in the cell with where he's going to have his greatest enemies. They throw him in the cell, and you're supposed to think that it's Hal Jordan. You're like, ooh, they don't know they're together. Like, it's going to be the best thing ever. Nope, he's with all the Core Guardians, including Arsona, that have been freaking pretty much battered and bruised because of him and his core, and they're not too pleased. But this, I'm telling you, if there's filler in this whole deal, it's pretty much the scenes with them, because it's just over and over. It's the same thing. Hey, you know, you screwed me, Arsona's, you know, saying that. And he's like, listen, it's all for the good of Korugar. I didn't want anybody to,
I don't
know.
I'm telling you, say it's filler. I think it's also a good catch-up for people, because we were thrown into this. If you're going in the New 52 and you were thrown into this right away and had no idea, like, this is a bit of backstory that you kind of need.
Yeah, it's backstory, but we already saw these people getting abused. He's already told Hal over and over that his core has pretty much abused the power and has gone, and he's there to stop it. And pretty much that's what you get here. You get a personal deal with Arsona that ends up, you know, showing you why he kind of jumped into the fray beforehand. But to me, it's just the whole thing is, you know what, you know, I didn't want this. This isn't why I set up the Yellow Lantern Corps, the Sinestro Corps. I didn't want them to do it. But
they were meant to protect you, and all they were supposed to protect Korugar, and, you know, make order and peace in the goddamn planet. You know, things went wrong.
Yeah. And at the end of it, pretty much, he does say, listen, I'm sorry. And that's something that you don't really see Sinestro say. Yeah. But in the meantime, Hal's in the next cell, and he's just yelling through the door. He's like, listen, you made a ring for me. Why don't you make all, you know, before your power goes out? Because it is getting the power out of the ring. It's supposed to depower the rings while this is going on. And he says, listen, just make rings for everyone. They're not going to last long. At one point, they say 5 to 10 minutes.
And I love this scene, too, because it's as Hal is yelling, the Sinestro's like, you know, I got to make 100 rings. You like the freaking, you know, the willpower to do that and everything, the energy it would take to create that many rings. And the way Hal gets him to do it is playing Hal on his ego. If anyone can do it, it's you, buddy.
Yep. He says, if anyone can, you can. He's like, huh, you know what? He's still like, well, it'll only be like 5 to 10 minutes. And it's so funny because Hal's yelling and he's like, we can stop them in 10. I'm like, I hope it's not 5, because he just said 5 to 10. And he's like, you know what? We can do this. So it's, you know, you can, we can, we can go. And Korugar isn't dead until we are, right? And this is the funniest thing in it, is it's very similar to what rallied him to fight Krona in the War of the Green Lanterns. He had almost given up, and Hal had a speech like this about how, you know what, until I'm dead, I'm going to fight for what's right. I'm going to keep doing this. And even so, at one point, Sinestro says in this trade, you do what's right, whether or not you end up doing it the right way and don't fuck it up, but you always try to do what's right. And Hal does, and Sinestro knows that, and he knows, and he does. Like you said, it gets Sinestro fired up, which is cool. And yeah, he gives them all rings.
Of course, and at this one point, though, when he's making all the rings at once, we get this really big page of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it really reminded me, because I didn't see it right at first, but like, it reminded me of the Blackest Night, because at first I thought this energy was, and all the rings were pouring out of his mouth, like in the fucking Black Lantern. So no, I'm just looking at it wrong, because it creeped the fuck out of me.
Yeah, it did look like the way it was.
The Blackest Night, like, those Black Lanterns still creep me the fuck out.
Yeah, they're fucking crazy. But yeah, the rings go around, they're zipping around. Everyone gets it, including Arsona, who basically uses it right away to attack Sinestro. And that's the thing. It was a good setup. We've already seen that it can't. So it's funny, too, because it makes it seem like, what's that?
I'm just yelling, though, the entire time, like, you're wasting your goddamn energy.
Yeah, they have 10 minutes of power. That's if, you know, this is like I have, you know, my phone's at 5%, and you're like, you got to save that. You know, we're going to have to call somebody for a ride. And there I am. I'm checking
you're
scores.
Fucking online.
I'm listening to a podcast that I already listened to, because, yeah, we already know that it's not going to work. And it's so funny the way they make it. It's supposed to, like, did Geoff Johns hope that people kind of forgot? Because it makes it like this big scene that you're supposed to be like, oh no, it backfired on him. We know that this is the failsafe. Yeah. But the best is Sinestro kind of goes, there's the smoke clears, and he comes out. He's like, this is good. You know what? And he says, you can't kill me. I created it, but it's good. You know what? Use that power.
Leading up to that whole thing, I love this whole take where, you know, he is pushing Arsona over the fucking edge, because they do want to kill him. He's like, you know, those rings Sinestro made aren't going to last for a hello. It's like, I was nothing to you, was I? And he's like, less than nothing.
Less
and giving
nothing,
her just that freaking,
crying.
You know, the emotion to be able to use the ring properly.
Yep. Yeah,
she dispels a lot of fucking energy. I'm yelling at her, God damn it, what are you doing? But it is a great freaking line. And just you, like, we even like go into it a little bit more after the fact once they get out. He's like, I'm, you know, I was able to do this little charade to get you to use the ring properly, to give you that emotion. And I'm like, it was a really good fucking line.
Yep, yeah. And it's funny because they're trying to get together. He's still trying to get together. He's trying to get all these people. And even at one point he says, listen, all you guys here, you're not going to be able to make contracts. I'm not teaching you things. We don't have the time. When we get out of here, anybody who realizes they can use this as almost like a phaser type gun, a laser gun even, just do it. Fire at will. Just try to kill anybody that gets in our way. But I like at the one point, Hal is still over in that next cell. He doesn't have a ring. He's in his goddamn suit still. And he's yelling like, Sinestro ruined my life too. I know what it's like. We just have to do this. You got to fight. We're going to fight for the same thing. Look, we're all on the same team. And I'm like, Hal, you are such a sad sack. He's yelling. And even at the point, he's like, these cell walls negate any blast from our rings. He doesn't think he can get out. And he's all upset. He's almost like crying. And I'm like, Hal, you just were giving the, you know, you were the cheerleader.
You're the rah-rah speech.
Yeah, three pages before. Now you realize that you can't do anything. But Sinestro's like, you know what? I still have my lantern. And I would guess that if the yellow lantern – now, he kind of knows what's going on. He knows these cells. I mean, all these things should be what he kind of came about with. But I would think that there's no way you can control a lantern through these cells. I would think that that would be something that would not be allowed. But it is. And he's like, I'm going to get my lantern. The lantern's being looked at by the doctor, who is the creepiest motherfucker ever. But he even says at that point, he wants to become the, you know, leader of the green or the yellow lantern, the Sinestro Corps.
And yeah, Professor and Sid is creepy as shit.
Oh, he's so creepy. And the lantern comes to life, pretty much, and just blasts him in half.
Fucking cuts face. Him in half. It's
oh,
so
it's
good.
It's the best. It's so good because of how creepy and shitty he is. And it's also just a great panel because it's from the backside where the lantern kind of shoots through him, and you're seeing through the destruction at the lantern. And there you get it. The core member 3428 is deceased. I never to be seen again, hopefully. And but we never know because some of this rebirth stuff, these lanterns, especially red lanterns, seem to be all coming to fucking life again. But yeah, this is Sinestro. The lantern comes, gets them, breaks them out, and they're going to town. They're yelling no fear. They're attacking. And Jordan he throws him the lantern. He throws Hal Jordan the lantern, and he recharges. He says the oath as shit is going down.
And I don't know, the thing is, at this point too, it's one of those things where you always have, especially in Jeff Johns books, when shit's going down, you have the lantern's giving the oath before they're about to wreck house. And here all we have is, you know, Jordan gets tossed the freaking lantern. He's like, you know, in brightest day and blackest night. And that's all we have, though.
Yeah, so
I'm
he
like,
just says.
I kind of appreciate that we don't have to go through the whole goddamn thing. I'm like,
but you
kind of looking forward to it.
Well, and I also think that it's weird, too, because now you kind of throw away the whole thing of we only have 10 minutes and stuff. Now, the other rings, they don't know the oath. They really can't recharge, I guess. But, you know, now you have Sinestro and Hal going to town. But, yeah, the whole thing. Then they go through that whole thing. Listen, the plan was a good plan, but I think that the lantern thought it was me. And, you know, you were carrying my lantern and wearing a ring spawned from mine. It was trying to help you. And Hal's like, help me. It was unzipping my molecules. And he says, what did it do to me? And then Sinestro's like, nothing harmful. We'll deal with that later. Like, really? You're going to deal with this later? Do they deal with it later? Because I don't remember.
I don't recall them ever dealing
so
with it later.
It's so weird because I'm telling you.
It might be something later on of how, you know, maybe Hal got out of the fucking the dead zone or
that's
something
like
that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know
remember.
If like, it was made a copy of
it,
him at this
that's
point.
What
and
I was
able
wondering.
To be reintegrated back into
that's
the living.
That's what it
kind of
seems
remember.
Like that's what it would be. And I couldn't remember, so we'll have to wait to when we get – if we ever get that far. But, yeah, it's weird because he really – they're really spelling something out here because I don't think that it would be something I would say. Like, I'd just be happy I'm alive and, like, you kind of fucked me. I went, hey, what did it really do to me? It's just a little weird. But, yeah, they want to get all of the energy of the yellow lantern into the green lantern and all this, and then it will have a failsafe where it kind of just – it ends up deactivating, right, is what the main plan. I'm kind of – just does blow
it sucks the power like the green lantern like the power battery sucks the lantern from the main power battery of the yellow lanterns and so it goes in survival mode, so it starts sucking the power out of the individual
out of
rings
all
to bring
of
it
the
back
yellow
so
rings.
It decharges all of them and actually puts them into a forced coma.
It kind of puts them into a coma there, and you have the whole yellow lanterns kind of in a coma.
The problem with that is we have yellow lanterns that are off world, like Arkillo, and I don't remember that happening to Arkillo. So so weird because it seems like it's only right here.
And it's the weird thing. It does, and even so, in this, they kind of even point out, like, hey, there's some guy guys. We have to go kind of fine. And I, the only thing I can get is that the coma is there, and now the battery with their power kind of is still working, but it's not, it's weird. It is very odd and kind of forced just to stop the fight there. Then it ends, and basically you think that it's going to be one of those things where everybody loves Sinestro, and the little kids do. Arsona does not. And, yeah, Arsona's like, no. You know what? The kids don't remember the shit that you did, and I trusted you, and you, to me, you still betrayed me. And yeah, and basically, get the fuck off Korga. You're not welcome here. You leave. And if you come back, you're coming back as an enemy, and we're going to kill you. And he kind of is like, you know what? He's kind of goes with it, but it's just weird because he gathers up the battery, all the yellow lanterns, you see them, and he in constructs, and he goes to fly off to Oa to kind of give them, you know, these are the prisoners. He's acting like a Green Lantern, you know, to do this. And Hal wants to go, and he's like, no, you can't go. The Guardians
you can't go back. You're still on the outs.
What the fuck are you going to think? You're going to show up with this ring that I made off? This is almost like me. It'd be like Bizarro going, you know, hey, Lex, let's go and talk to – what? You're not supposed to be I can't have you hanging with me. But this is where you get the monkey paw, which is so funny because Hal's like, okay, I'll go back to Earth. You know, where do I get this lantern? You don't get a lantern. But you told me, no. I told you could go with a ring. Never said you could charge it up. Now get the fuck out of here. And it's pretty crazy. Shoots him back to Earth. And he's like, you son of a bitch. Lands in an alley, which I thought was kind of funny too.
And he only had enough power left to get him back to Earth. So now he has a ring with no charge at all.
He has a ring with no charge. And there he is. And he's like, it's all I want was that ring. But you realize he realizes when he was in that cell as well. And he says it to Carol that when he had one thing left, the only thing he could think of was her. And he realizes that she is the most important thing, not the Green Lanterns, not the ring. And I wanted Carol to slap him right in his goddamn face.
So did I. I'm telling you, the fact that she takes him back, fucking maybe a bit furious there. I'm like, all the shit you've gone through for all this time, and now that he's doesn't have so a ring angry. Again, he's going to come back to you? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it got me so angry. I think that if you are – and I don't know that there's anybody that I met that's like, oh, like I'm a Batgirl fan. I'm a Carol Ferris fan. But if you are, you have to have been furious at this because, she should have slapped them in the face and say, it's not that easy. You know what? Yeah, okay, we'll work at this, but no. I'm not just going to kiss you and fucking lift my leg behind me.
It was kind of like the final days of Superman where it seemed like Wonder Woman took Superman back after all of the shit he put her through during the truth and even before that when he found out that she became the god of war and kind of kept
pissed.
Her. Like how angry he was at her, all the shit he put her through, and at the end, the final days of Superman, oh, we're good again. Mwah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But then you have Sinestro, he heads back to Oa, and this is where you have them realize, like, oh, Sinestro's return, and they spell out their plan a little more about how this is all pretty much their plan to get rid of the Yellow Lanterns, how Jordan's out of the way. They're thinning the herd of anybody.
Yeah, they
got to
take out all the different cores,
them.
You know, so they
really
can have the third, the third army come forth. And as we see this, the whole point of the third army is to assimilate everybody to become the third army, so there's nobody left with free will in the universe.
They don't want anybody to oppose it. Yep. So they have this and they say, we're going to go in the shadow and free the first lantern. And this is where they say, where we said earlier, the first lantern will lead the third army and the third army will replace the Green Lantern Corps. And they say, when we go into the Chambers of Shadows, we're going to get attacked. There's people there that will try to stop us.
The Templar Guardians.
Yeah. And they don't spell it out yet.
No, they don't.
But they say that, you know, they're going to try to stop us. And like, well, we're the Guardians. We will not be stopped. And then you get – it's not an epilogue, but it's so weird because you change art for the final bit, the final 20-some pages of this trade, which would be the sixth issue, where you have Mike Choi jump on an art, and it's not good. It throws you off so much.
Hal looks so weird to me in this guy. Yeah. He looks like a little boy trying to play dress-up.
I'm telling you, he looks like a little Asian boy. It's very odd. But the whole thing is Hal – going around without his ring. He actually at one point doesn't even put it on. He sees it and he's like, I kind of like the way without it. He's hanging out with Carol. You see that they've been getting along. They've been going on dates. Everything's good. But then you throw in the bit. And this is almost like what we wanted in the Superman Truth story. When Superman didn't have his powers, he could still be a hero. Yeah. And Hal does do this, even though it almost is like at the beginning of the trade, he's lucky he doesn't get somebody killed, including himself. Because this guy, it looks like a bunch of people at this, you know, the deal had stolen some airplane parts and things and have been selling.
And this one guy turned them in.
Yeah, at this
fired.
Museum. They're at a museum. I think they're just at the Coast City Niches Aeronautical
stitches,
Museum.
Though, dude.
Yeah, so this one guy, yeah, really, they come for him. Like, you got us fired. And he's like, no, no, you were stealing items. You were stealing parts and selling them. And Hal sees this and goes in, and he's like, you know, leave him alone. And they're like, hey, we got four guys on you. And he's like, good, even better. And he just attacks, and he kicks our ass, steals the guy's fucking tie, too. He looks at this
tie. The guy ripped his tie in half. Yeah, he needed a new tie.
So he steals the guy's tie, puts it on, he goes out, and again, there's Carol, and she's like, you got a new tie? He's like, yeah, yeah. But he's like, you know what? Let's get out of here. Let's go get some Mexican, Eric. I want to have diarrhea tonight. And they go off. In the meantime, you see Sinestro trying to figure out, you know, what he needs, and he needs Lissa Drax, and he's trying to find her. And if you did read that War of the Green Lanterns, the last thing you saw was she betrayed them all by really selling them out to Krona to get the Book of Black, and that's how that kind of ended. She went off, and at one point they were even in the book and had to be saved by Kyle. There was a bunch of lanterns in it and had to be saved by Kyle with his artistry.
Yes.
Eric, he drew them that drew them out. He
Nonsense.
Drew them out, Eric. But yeah, you have this thing where Sinestro's just trying to find him. He, is it Starstorm?
Yeah, he goes to fucking find Starstorm, who he is previously, you know, an enemy of,
yeah,
and
yeah.
He freaking embarrassed him, fucking was on the verge of killing him and made Starstorm beg for his life, and now he's just pretty much
he's
a pariah
a
on his
he
own world
he just, he's
and
a
hobo.
Coward. Yep, but he knows that Lissa is somewhere on his home world. So he goes to Starstorm and like, I can't pinpoint exactly where she is.
I need you to put on your Shredder helmet again.
Yeah, put on your helmet. Yeah, the Shredder helmet. Put it on, and it'll lead you to her. I don't know anything about Starstorm. And I looked up. We can't find anything. It just seems like
I don't know anything about Starstorm either, but it spells it out pretty much. This helmet gives him the power to freaking find any bit of light in the universe.
He can find
that's how he always
light.
Found Sinestro. Yeah. So he's going to use Starstorm to find Lissa Drax on this planet.
Because that would pinpoint.
With the Book of Black, she's able to like hide herself from Sinestro.
Yep, she's hiding. And it's kind of it's a little hokey, but they just say it. And like, I can't pinpoint it for what's going on. And he does find her then. And she's like, I've seen your tales. You know, I've seen the tales of Sinestro. I thirst for more. And then she says, your painful stories will keep me fed for centuries to come. You'll both suffer. And she attacks both of them, Starstorm and Sinestro, as she's paging through the book. And, you know, she's throwing shade at Starstorm. But in the meantime, Sinestro reaches out and rips a page off. And when he does, he sees what's going on. And like we said, this kind of leads to what we get in the whole Geoff Johns run. You see freaking the Guardians getting ripped apart. You see basically what the Guardians had just said about the Third Army and all that.
All the Lanterns being killed off. Even Sinestro becoming part of the Indigo tribe.
Yeah, you see the Indigo, and you see him and Hal getting killed but with Black Hand there, which is crazy because that's what comes up soon, spoiler alert. And you see the White Lantern ring as well. And he sees this, and so this kind of leads him to know that there's shit going wrong in the meantime he overcomes, and he kind of slaps Lissa, actually hits her because he gets Starstorm's helmet off.
This is probably my favorite page though when he has that vision of things
good.
To come. It looks really cool the way it's done, because
it feels off the rest,
but for this freaking whole vision of it, I'm like, this fits kind of perfectly.
Yeah, it does. I actually like the deal, because he has to figure out what they can do. He grabs Starstorm's helmet, throws it, and it kind of blows through a wall. It knocks Lissa out, kind of. She's down, and he can free himself. And I like that whole like big progression of that big explosion when it does separate them, and then the next panel of her getting, I guess, knocked through the wall. It looks like it's not a well done panel, but I like the way the art is in the panel. It's just a weird progression. But he goes out, and he basically has the book. He goes out and he's like, you know what? He starts yelling at Starstorm first and says, you know, man up, buddy. You know, you sit there, because it looks like he is going to just kill himself that day. And he says, you know what? I've seen worse. I've seen guys, you might be a coward. You might have been shamed in front of all these people. But I've seen people worse that pick themselves up from the bottom, like Hal Jordan. And it's so weird, because there's Starstorm. He's like, who's Hal Jordan? He's yelling as he flies off. But he has the book. He flies off to go see.
It's so weird, though, because it seems like, yeah, you know Hal Jordan is like, who's Hal Jordan? This seems to be all Starstorm wants to know. He seems to be like, I don't think we've ever seen Starstorm again.
No,
but
I don't think we do.
It seems like he's going to spend the rest of his life obsessed with finding out who Hal Jordan
Wondering who Hal Jordan is and what he did. Because it seems like he wants – it's not like he wants Hal Jordan because he thinks he wants to kill him. It seems like he wants to know his secret of how he can pick himself up from the garbage heap and bring himself back up again. Yeah, he's just – who's Hal Jordan? He's yelling. He's begging. There's Sinestro again. It just kind of was like, huh, Hal Jordan, you know what? Let's go back to Earth and fuck up his life one more time. And even at the point, he's like, damn him. Because, he needs him again because of what he just saw. He saw all the shit that the Guardians are doing, and he needs somebody again. It actually – a lot of people probably were upset that Hal wasn't a quote-unquote Green Lantern when this started out. But it keeps working out for the book and for Geoff Johns, because again, Sinestro needs somebody to help him that isn't a Lantern. But like you said, he needs to be a great Green Lantern. So I'm telling you, you know what it reminds me of? It's so stupid. It reminds me of Space Jam when the freaking aliens come down and they get all the basketball players because of the technicality of Michael Jordan playing baseball at that point. They don't get him. So the Looney Tunes get the best player on the world to help them. It's just like that. And because he goes back to get Hal Jordan again to help out, and in the meantime, Hal looks like his whole life has finally gotten together.
He's finally put himself back together again.
He has, and it's like he's completely given up the ring. He's completely like, you know what? I love you, Carol. You know, we're gonna get married, it seems. And there you go. He gets it. And the thing is, Carol can't be mad at him because he tries to rip it off. He's like, no, I can't get it off. I don't want to do this. And Sinestro says, you can't get it off because it is my will. And he's like, Sinestro, he's like, come on, we've wasted enough time. And Hal doesn't want to. And he says, I'm done. I'm done with this. And it ends with him like, no, you're far from being done. And he certainly isn't. You know, he's got a lot to go.
And he never comes back again.
No. From this, Carol runs right into Kyle's arms. Not right into his arms, but she ends up on the new Guardians and all that. And then it ends up with her and Kyle, as the kids say nowadays, Eric, knocking boots.
Don't they
say that still? Yes. But that's the end. That's the end of the volume. And I told you, when I first read it, I thought that next to the Court of the Owls, I thought this was the best start of a series. I can't say that now only because we're going and reading these again. I will say that it wasn't as impressive as when I first read it. It's a little down. I still loved it. I really liked it. And if you're a fan of Sinestro, this is great. But just the whole thing with Hal not being a Green Lantern, and I'm telling you, the whole thing with Hal not wanting the ring, and Sinestro just keep pushing that all he does is for Korugar, I thought it got a little overplayed a bit. And also, it is really set up for the rest of the run. These first six issues really did set up the rest of Geoff Johns' run till the very end.
Was really cool. The biggest problem I have with this trade going in is that, it does not hold your hand at all. So if you don't know what happened before, you're going to have to try to pick up the pieces somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, if people have been reading Rebirth, if people read even the ending of the New 52, I don't know. I can't say who would be able to jump in and know everything, but if you just go with it, and it doesn't hold your hand, but if you let the story play out, I think by the end you still can understand at least what's going on and go forward. But it does – here's the thing. I'll give them one thing, is it made me want to know more about the Green Lanterns when I did read this. And I wanted to, and especially because they really do concentrate just on Hal and Sinestro. So when I went into this way back when, 2013 actually, or 12 when we first started reading kind of, I wanted to know more about Kyle, and I wanted to know about John and Guy and these, because you had told me. So reading this, it did pique my interest just in the Green Lanterns in general, but I had already kind of had the itch anyway. And from this, I was like, man, I got to get the Green Lantern core book. I got to get the new Guardians. And it really, and if you do go into it and read all of those together, those it really does fill out.
I'm telling
a lot
you, when the New
52
started, it was a good time to be a Green Lantern fan because you had Green Lantern book, Green Lantern core, Green Lantern new Guardians, and the Red Lanterns book all
Red
going
Lanterns
on at the same
book
time
as well. Yeah, it really was. It was, and I like all of them pretty much. I know Red Lanterns people had problems at the very beginning. Of the Green Lantern books, I liked them all. And it was weird because the one that I read pretty much the first was the Green Lantern core book. And that's when I became it. It's weird. Like anytime somebody reads, depending on what their first story is or whatnot, it kind of determines like who your Green Lantern or who you're,
right.
You know, if you're a Doctor Who fan, it usually is the first one that you kind of jump or you kind of change around. But really, Guy Gardner became my Green Lantern because the core book was the one that I read the most at the beginning. And I like John as well, but Guy was, you know, he's just
I'm telling you, it's weird because, you know, I started with, I want to say, the Green Lantern New Guardians because I knew it was a Kyle book.
Yeah,
so I started there and then got into the – I picked up the Green Lantern book as well. But the one I was most concerned with was New Guardians. And then after that, I jumped in a little bit later to Green Lantern Core because John and Guy were not my favorite Lantern.
Yeah,
so I kind of stayed away at first.
And it's funny because you started with New Guardians. I started with Core and then here was Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And I had read the first issue and it interests me. And the whole Sinestro thing, but I like the side character. I always – we said it in our regular podcast this week actually. Like you have Hal who everybody – you know, everybody loves Hal. Everybody – you know, it's not true. A lot of people hate him. But he's the big guy. So you tend to like these side guys a little.
Yeah, you think of Green Lantern, you think of Hal Jordan.
Yeah, and so you kind of tend to – I'm the sort of person that will tend to go to the, you know, the fringes and like – and really – Guy is the biggest asshole. That's why I like him. To me, he's more of a full-out character, even though somebody can say, well, he isn't. He's just a one-dimensional asshole.
Exactly.
But I like him. I like him. But if I was going to rate this trade, I think – it's weird. I think I'd go a 7-8. I want to go as high as an 8, but I'm telling you, I thought that a little bit was I'll go 8. I'm going to go 8 out of 10. I'm still pretty positive with it, but it is a lot of setup. It doesn't hold your hand, so it's a little odd. And like I said, it does keep pushing the Sinestro. But they have to do that, I guess. But
yeah.
And that sixth issue that ends the trade, the art has got awful. You said we
both
like a panel or so. It just throw it. Like anytime you have a trade, this is bound to happen. But boy, it's such a change. It is crazy. What would you give it?
I'm telling you, that sixth issue to the ending story to this trade with the changing art, that is a problem because, you know, it just kind of throws you out of the story you have been reading. But besides for that, like, the whole not holding your hand, just throwing you in the goddamn mix and hoping you can understand everything by the end, that is one of the biggest problems with this for new readers going in. But even with that, it made me want to go back, like you said, and check out what I had missed after Blackest Night. So it's kind of a fucking double-edged sword with that thing, but overall – I loved going into this and seeing Sinestro, like, oh, God, I need to see more about this, know more about this, because it was very interesting. Hal's not a Green Lantern, Sinestro is.
Yeah.
And I freaking embrace this story, and I'm telling you, I loved the first, you know, like, how many issues leading into the Third Army, because I was not a fan of the Third Army, but leading into that, I was all about this book, and I thought it was great. So with these problems I have, I have to give this an 8 out of 10, but I still love this so much.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, I said that I would have maybe have given it like a 7-8, but I went up to – it's still all positive. I think this is still one of the best starts of the New 52, and it is really odd because of the fact that this is the one that kept the most continuity and kept the most story going in. So I do think it is a weird – we said at the beginning, it's a weird choice for Geoff Johns not to hold your hand. But in the end, I think it pays off. I think that makes you kind of pay more attention.
He's sitting there. He's like, I'm Geoff Johns. Of course they read my
story. Of course they – I mean, I just ended my story a month ago. Everybody's reading it. But yeah, I really did like it. So it's an 8 out of 10, but that's a positive 8 out of 10. Now,
oh, yeah.
That's it for the episode, Eric. But next episode of our New 52 review, we are going to be talking about a book that neither of us have read. I don't think you have. I think I read the first issue of it. It is Catwoman. And it's Catwoman.
I have read the first issue of it as well. I own that issue.
I read the first issue. Sexy, sexy cover on that one.
That's why I bought it.
It's Judd Wynick is the writer on it. And I was looking because I think it's various artists, actually. I'm not sure. Don't fucking hold me down. But it is the start of the Catwoman book. And it really, since we've been going here, Animal Man is a little out on the, but Animal Man was a Vertigo and they pulled those in. I think this is the first one where you get a character that is kind of a little bit of a risk. Like people did complain, like, oh, why do we need a Catwoman book?
But Sam, we saw the series lasted way longer than I ever thought it would, though.
Oh yeah,
right to the end,
through till the end. Yeah, it's one. It is a weird one that just kept avoiding getting canceled. And we mentioned it in the Court of the Owls episode. I think the second episode is when we saw it, that they really did push her into being part of the Bat family. You know, when they were
the
showing
Bat family,
different,
they made her a true hero. They made her part of the first JLA iteration of this New 52.
Yeah. And people who have listened to our regular podcasts and stuff, it's unfortunate Ann Nocenti didn't start. And actually, I see Gillian March is doing the art arc, which we really like. Yeah, it's not Ann Nocenti. Eventually, Ann Nocenti jumps in and completely ruins everything. But still, Catwoman could not be brought down there. That still couldn't get canceled with Ann Nocenti. Then it ends up crazy at the end with Frank Thierry and Genevieve Valentine, kind of changes the whole thing, makes her a crime boss and stuff that I really liked. You were not a big fan. But this one, I'm telling you, I read that first issue. I've not read any others. So I'm looking forward to see what we think. But I think this is one that does do like the first six issues. There's some of those that throw in that seven, some that are eight issues in a trade. It's crazy. But we'll be doing that in a couple weeks, and we will see you there. Any sort of sign-off, Eric? You got some new sign-off for the New 52?
I have nothing for the New 52. I'll make one up if you want.
New 52, how about you? Would that be good?
New 52, how do you do?
How do you do? That would be good at the beginning. How would you end it? New 52, skibbly-do. I don't know. What would you say? Give me something real quick.
New 52, now we're through.
Boom.
Hey yo, it bright as day and black as night. I said no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might.